Welcome to Brewing Success, where growth is the mission, change is the reward, and progress is the goal. I am your host, Andrea Gebhardt. I'm a former educator turned passionate entrepreneur whose desire to create impact has never wavered. I've spent the last decade teaching, mentoring, and coaching people on how to create success in their lives and businesses with proven strategies and systems that not only bring about change, but big results. When it comes down to it, teaching is my specialty, leadership is my jam, and inspiring you to live a bigger, fuller life is what I'm all about. This podcast will give you the knowledge and tools you need to brew success in almost any area of your life. You're going to walk away each week feeling inspired, motivated, and ready to step outside your comfort zone and into the next level of who you're meant to be. Now let's get into today's episode. So on last week's episode, we talked about how to deactivate that worrying state of mind and activate the inner warrior mindset that is required to achieve big success in life. And so today we're really going to talk about how you can win more by worrying less. And this is a little bit of a continuation from last week. So if you're just catching this episode, I encourage you to go back and listen to the other one because it kind of feeds into this one. But once I started, you know, really thinking about this, I thought to myself, there is so much more that I have got to just really share and express here. Because when you get wrapped up in the webs of worry, it keeps you from seeing the moment of the good that you are in. Oh, the webs we spin. Am I right? But I really hope that what I share with you today does take root in not just in your mind, but really deep in your belly. So again, the topic of worry comes just a week after we talked about developing a warrior mindset. Now, have you noticed a change in the air? And it's not just a new change in the air. It's kind of like the air that's been circulating probably for the last couple of years. But I feel like sometimes, you know, we catch a hint of something and then it becomes a little bit stronger. And then it just permeates the air so much. It's just the way that it is. And I really feel like that when I say, have you noticed a change in the air? It's really, I'm talking about like this different energy that's out there in the world, on social media. Something has changed and people are getting tangled in the webs of worry, wrapped up and entrapped in things they can't control and ultimately losing a grip on the things that they can. Now, my question to you is, can you relate to this? Do you feel the heaviness? Do you find yourself falling victim to the fears being cast by those who are worried about the recession? Do you find yourself maybe in fear mode, over fight mode? Paralyzed by the unknown. If this is you, know that it's a normal place to land during times like this, but also know that it is not normal to stay there once you realize all of it. And so this is where it's, you know, are we living in worrying times? Yes. The economy is going through all sorts of transitions. The leadership in lots of different organizations is, you know, kind of not what we thought it would be. I'm speaking politically, by the way. There's just a lot of uncertainty in the world. And we definitely live in some worrying times. And again, I just want to reiterate, like when we're worried about future outcomes. Like, what is the world going to be like when my kids are adults? And what are they going to have to deal with? And what's this going to look like? And how is this going to impact that? And again, it just really robs us of where we are in the present moment, right? So again, people get wrapped up in the webs of worry and they get entrapped in the things they can't control and they ultimately lose grip on the things that they can and then they start to backslide. It's just part of what happens. And again, you know, it's a normal place to land during times like this, but I really just want to reiterate that it's not normal to stay there once you realize it. So if you are backsliding in any area of your life, then this is you. This is why it's happening. You're caught in a web of worry. If you're backsliding in your health, fitness, habits, routines, business, work, relationships, this is especially for you. We backslide when we stop leaning into the work. and start leaning into the excuses, the fear, the doubt, and worry. You suddenly stop engaging in the things that were once helping you make progress and begin to wonder why now you are regressing. Isn't it so interesting? Like, when you start something new, a new fitness routine, a new you know, way of eating, a new business, a new project, anything, you're not worried about anything, right? You just get in there, you start the new routine, you start that lifestyle change, you start that new business, and you learn about how to be successful. You learn what reps are going to work, what rep counts are going to work, what machines are going to deliver results. You learn what foods to eat, what foods not to eat, when to eat, all the things. You learn what action to take every single day to build your business. And then you have this level of success kick in. You get these results. And, you know, then there's a little wind of uncertainty that blows by because maybe something changed or maybe you ran into an obstacle and you begin to worry. And then you stop leaning into the work that got you once you where you are, I guess you should say. And you start leaning into the excuses that you create for yourself. And some of those excuses right now for some people in business sound like, oh, well, the economy is like crappy, so I can't sell this, or I can't, you know, offer that. Like, people aren't going to buy this or that. Trust me, people are shopping. I've been to Disneyland. Like, that place ain't cheap. Tons of people there spending money. I've seen stores crowded full of people buying things. Like, people, like, that's just an excuse that we lean into, right? That's just a fear that we play into, a doubt that we play into. And instead of leaning into action, and the things that got us the results that we've experienced, we lean into those other things. And that's what causes that regression. That's what causes that backslide. And you wonder why it's happening, right? And if you were to really assess and ask yourself, well, what's changed? It's not what's changed. It's not environmental. It's you. You've changed. The things that you're doing have changed. The way that you think has changed. The way that you show up and act has changed. It's nothing else. It's just you. And I love this because you are always going to be the best solution to your biggest problem. You can always fix whatever situation that you're in, right? So you see, when we're tangled in a web of worry, we naturally unravel. Gosh, this is so big. We naturally unravel all of the work we have done. We lose sight of our goals we lose sight of our goals as it suddenly starts to feel selfish. Like, isn't that so weird? It's so weird how that little mind trickery happens, but it happens. We tend to hide behind distractions because for whatever reason, it always seems easier to run than to roar. And that's really what we're going to talk about. You know, it's easier to run than it is to roar. If that little sentence just felt like a sucker punch to your gut, feel it. Because that is you having a visceral reaction to the truth. And sometimes we just need that jolt to wake us up. Sometimes we need to be stirred up and a little shaken. Ask yourself right now, have you been running or have you been roaring? The answer might surprise you. And I'm going to just say that if there has ever been a time to rise up and roar, it is right now. Remember way back, way back in the spring of 2020, when that weird little like thing happened and the world got a little bit crazy, when our kids came home for like a whole year, where we rationed things like toilet paper squares and made it socially acceptable to wear sweats 24/7. And the most repeated phrase was, you're muted. Yeah, then, that time. There was a shift in the energy of that time too. Fear, I mean, think about it. Fear and worry was at an all-time high. And two types of people emerged from that group. Those that ran and those who roared. The runners came out of that the pandemic with less than they went into it. Less hope, less financial stability, less energy, less emotional capacity. And still today, they are the ones who are struggling. Then there are those who roared. They took that time to skill up. They learned something new. They dove into growth and development. They turned down the noise and turned toward faith. They minimized their excuses and maximized their efforts. They started new businesses. They got creative and incredibly resourceful. And they came out of the pandemic with more than they had going into it. In fact, I'm willing to bet that they're the ones who are the most optimistic, the most encouraging, and the most uplifting people today. They're the ones who have created more stability. The ones whose lives are more enriched because they never allowed the worry of the world to become something they carried. But are you? You see, getting wrapped up in the webs of worry keeps you from seeing the good of them in the moment that you're in. It keeps you from seeing opportunity. It keeps you from realizing that you have already, you know, you have already within you and around you, you know, what you need to be successful. It blurs your perception of reality and distorts your path. Worry eliminates your desire to move forward and entices you to shrink back and recede. But if you look around, there is good in the moment you are in. You have never been in a better place to do the things that are going to advance your life than you're in right now. You have never been more able to enrich the lives of others like you are right now. You have never been as smart, as experienced, or as capable as you are in the moment that you are living right now. And that is the truth. The only thing that you should be worried about right now is all of the things you won't accomplish, the person you won't become, the values you won't instill, the value you won't add to the lives of other people, the legacy you won't create, the impact you will fail to have if you continue to choose to run instead of roar. The web we weave is the web we leave. Will it be one of inspiration or will it be one of desperation? And that, my friends, is 100% up to you and how you decide to move about the world that we currently live in. Are you going to allow the things that are going on in the world around you, are you going to allow that to influence you to run from your dreams, run from your desires, run from the incredible value that you can add to this world? Are you going to use that and harness all of that energy and empower yourself to roar, to be the one who stood up, went against the grain, learned something new, tried something new, continue to move forward when the entire world is telling you to sit back, sit down, and live a small, meaningless life? That is not what I want for you, and I know that's not what you want for yourself. So again, the web we weave is the web we leave. And I want you to think about that as you continue to move about your day. I want you to understand that roaring is how you win more. And when we win, when we worry less, we're absolutely going to win more. So with that, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. So excited to have you here, a part of this community. If you know someone who needs to hear this, if you want to inspire someone to stand up and roar in their own lives, shoot them this episode, share it on social with me. And if you could, do me a huge favor, jump on over and leave a review of this podcast, how it's helping you, how it's inspiring you, so we can continue to, you know, help people brew a little success everywhere that we go.